Rudolf Brazda was the last known pink triangle, those deported by the Nazis to concentration camps for homosexuality. About 100 people gather in Paris's Church of St. Roch for a memorial ceremony for Brazda, who passed away in eastern France last August.
Rudolf nous a quittés dans son sommeil.
Jean-Luc Schwab helped Brazda write his memoirs when he decided to tell his story in 2008. He explains how Brazda decided to make himself known when he heard a newscast about a Pink Triangle's memorial being established in Berlin.
The general assumption was there was no more survivor of that particular deportation type. And then out of the blue came Rudolf at the tender age of almost 95. And he didn't do it specifically to draw attention, I think, but might have been also a need to talk as he was nearing the end of his life.
Schwab explains how Brazda lived as an openly gay man in eastern Germany under the Weimar Republic.
He grew up in an environment of relative tolerance for the time and wasn't really worried about being openly homosexual with his friends, and they were relatively relaxed about the fact, which of course was not a good thing when the regime changed to the Nazis.
Starting in 1937, Brazda was in and out of prison for homosexuality. In 1942, he was sent to Buchenwald, the largest concentration camp on German soil. An estimated 56,000 people died there, but as Schwab explains, Brazda was able to adapt.
Rudolf was relatively lucky in the sense that his time at concentration camp came more as a period of forced labor rather than something where torture, bad treatment was a daily lot. He was a trained roofer, so he ended up in a group of roofers, about 20 of them, which gave him a relative freedom of movement within the camp's compound.
Brazda befriended a man from the eastern French region of Alsace and followed him there after Buchenwald was liberated in 1945. He lived in Alsace the rest of his life, including for 50 years with his companion Eddie, who died in 2003.
Vous comptez désormais parmi l'élite de l'humanité.
The ceremony was organized by Les Oubliés de la Mémoire, France's memorial association for homosexual deportation. Hervé Irigoyen is the association's administrator for the southwestern regions.
Today is our last tribute to the memory of a deportee that we actually knew. Today, the deportations are something people access through books and archives. But we had the luck to actually share stories about it with Rudolf Brazda. So it's a sort of thank you, a tip of the hat to our friend to gather here today.
Der Herrgott hat mir das Homo-Leben geschenkt.
Jean-Luc Schwab says Brazda came to feel his life story had value for future generations.
He sometimes mentioned that, I guess, if I'd been granted to live that long, maybe it's also so that my life story be known and that it serves as a teaching of history so that these things do not occur again.
And he adds that throughout everything, Brazda always remained determined to live happily.
He would often say, well, I've led a happy life just like everybody else, and that also goes on to show that, well, you might well be gay, but there's no reason why you shouldn't lead a happy life.
Brazda was one of an estimated 50,000 to 60,000 people persecuted for homosexuality under the Nazis. After his memoir was published, he was awarded the Legion of Honor, France's highest civilian distinction. For Radio France International, Mike Woods, in Paris.